Hello.
Hey, good afternoon. This is George. I'm calling from
Hold
Local
on.
Dispatch.
Hello.
Hey, this is George. I'm calling from Local Splash. Is this Shane?
Yeah. Hi, George.
Hey, Shane. Giving you a call back as requested for you to, you know, you requested for us to call you back today at this time to see what's the next step for you today.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. So, think about turning the lease back on tomorrow. Tomorrow, right?
Your suspension is ending, yeah, tomorrow, tonight, in other words.
Yes, yeah. So it'll continue tomorrow.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah, for Florida, our Florida business. Yeah, and it'll go for a month. We'll run it for a month, right?
Well, that's the purpose of the call. You don't want to know what you want to do. What's the next step for you, Shane? What is it that you're looking to do?
Continue have them come on back on tonight for tomorrow. That'll be fine. Yes, that's good.
Okay, so we're going to leave the account for it to automatically reactivate. In that case, I do want to let you know that we need basically a few things so we can get your ads started. In the meantime, if you can maybe get a hold of these things. Well, first and foremost, we sent you a email that has a form in it that's for Google Verified. That form has to be filled out. So it's just some quick and very easy information about you and the business.
Right.
And of course, we need you to fill that out as soon as you possibly can for us to work on the ads as soon as we possibly can. So the fact that tomorrow your account activates does not mean that your ads are live. It means that we're going to now start working with Google for us to get your account running, then eventually have your ads activated. And part of that is, of course, well, basically getting your information for us to present this over to Google, then get your account started, and then get your basically ads started. Also, Shane, I do want to ask, according to the record, it seems that you've already had ads in the past, which means that there should be an existing account. Is that the case?
Say that again. I couldn't hear you because I'm driving. Say that again, sir.
In the record, it shows, yes, go ahead.
Yeah, it shows what?
It shows that you already had an account prior to Local Splash of Google Ads. Do you have that Google Ads account? Do you have that customer ID?
The customer ID, I had, but I'm not working with that person anymore, you know?
Right, but the fact that there's already an existing account is we need the customer ID. The thing is that if you have multiple Google accounts with Google, then you're going to get suspended, and it's going to cause a bigger problem, and it's going to cause a lot of paperwork, and we don't want you to go through that. So it's just much better for us to get the customer ID that already exists for us to work with what you already have. So if you don't have it now, that's okay. But if you, as soon as you get a hold of it, if you can send that in to us, give us a call, maybe email it, whatever is best for you,
first
work with that customer ID.
Okay. I get that for you, and I get it over to you. Right now, I'm driving for a couple hours back to the hospital, so it'll be later in the afternoon, you know, and I'll take a look at that email you sent me and fill that out and get that back to you.
Sounds good. All right, excellent. Well, that's it for my end. Do you have any questions, anything before we go?
No, that's it right now. I'm good.
All right. We'll be waiting for that customer ID and for you to fill out the form. We're going to send the form again via email. It might have been lost already due to all this time. So I'm going to send that again. And then once you fill it out, of course, you can always give us a call at that moment to give us the customer ID.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay.
All right. Thank you for taking the call. You have a good one.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.